Okay, I'm gonna cry a lot because that's just how I roll. But first, I want everyone to stand up and greet three people. So you can hug them, you can fist bump them, or if it's Mike, maybe give him a little bit of a hip bump. All right, perfect. Hopefully, you guys don't hear my heart beating out of my chest as we start, but I will cry a lot. Just that I'm not an ugly crier, so at least that gives me some hope. So, first I want to start at, and talk about how I actually am actually up here. And like I said, I'll cry a lot, but so a couple weeks ago, I texted Pastor Larry. I was sitting in my bathtub, and God had laid on my heart that I should actually talk about our story of adoption. So I was sitting in my bathtub. I was like, God, there's no way I'm going to stand in front of a church and cry. How silly. But here we are. So I texted Pastor Kirk or Pastor Larry, and I said, so I think I should actually tell people about our adoption journey, and rather than just kind of put it to the side. I'm like, I know it sounds crazy. I really don't want to do it. So if you don't want me to do it, that's great. And he goes, we'll find a perfect time for you to do it. So here we are. So that's kind of how this whole process started for us. So to start off with, one of my favorite places to go is to the lake. Or when growing up, we would go to the river too. So when rivers are streaming really fast or lakes are rising, what keeps the banks safe? Rocks. I'm glad someone participated. So I want everyone to open up your Bible to Matthew 7:24. So rocks are a super great foundation. So Matthew 7:24 says, therefore, whoever hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rocks. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. So we could easily stop there. However, if we don't do that, but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. So I'm going to talk to you guys today about our big rock. So I'm going to have you put that picture up, Brandon. So these pictures are from our last family vacation we took. As you can tell, there's plenty of rocks in these pictures. Some of them we could easily move by ourselves, and some of them we need help with. So in Ecclesiastes 4:9, it states two are better than one, showing that the work is lighter. So our rock is fertility and becoming parents. And recently, probably within the last year, we actually handed that struggle over to God. So God is helping us with our load. So what does obedience mean to all of you? You can just shout it out. If someone says to be obedient, what does that actually mean? Yeah. Perfect. Following even when you don't want to. Anyone else? Listening to authority. So on the next slide, I actually Googled what being obedient means, which is the compliance with an order, request, or law, or submission to another's authority. So Cody and I were struggling with that for a little bit, but we have now since handed our rock over to God, and we're trying to be obedient. But first, I want to introduce you to my baby, which I wish this was actually my baby from when I was growing up, but my parents recently moved, and no one can find my baby. So this is my sister's baby. So my baby went everywhere with me when I was little, In fact, I even made my grandma help design clothes for her because my mom wouldn't let me have more than one outfit. So much so that I brought my baby to so many places, she about lost her leg, so we had to send her to the baby hospital. So I can't find my baby, but I can find her hospital gown. And then I also had my grandpa, my sweet grandpa, make me this crib, which he was so smart, he conveniently made it also so I could hold it and carry it with me everywhere. My mom was super impressed. So I have always wanted and have a desire to be a mom. So Cody and I got married in June, and that first harvest, we were so excited. Because we got a positive pregnancy test. Cody, of course, was in the combine or tractor or something because it's harvest. So I took my pregnancy test. It came back positive. I was so excited. The first thing a girl does is call her sister. So I called my sister. It's 9:30 at night, and I'm like, she's probably putting her kids to sleep. I shouldn't call her. So I hung up, and I was like, actually, I should probably call my husband first. It is his kid. So long story short, we ended up losing that baby, got pregnant again, lost that baby as well. So after two pregnancies, we did some testing, found out that because of my PCOS, I am just low on a couple of different hormones. And so with that, it's super hard to have a sticky baby is what they call it. So we were excited. We finally had some answers as to why we were not keeping our babies. So, the bad news is we never got pregnant again. So, I started to get super frustrated, and I was like, why is everyone else having a baby but we're not? So, there was one Sunday when I was sitting over here, and I said, God, just please change the desire of my heart. I don't need to be a mom. I can love everyone else's baby perfectly fine. So I started to really struggle with, obviously, God, as I was sitting there. And I was like, just change my desire. It's really not hard. And I'm like, even in the Bible, it says that women are supposed to multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. It says it in Genesis multiple times. However, we never really had the change of our heart. So one weekend we actually, I need a drink, sorry. I'm like bawling, you guys are probably annoyed at that. So one weekend we went to church in Brandon. And I really could not tell you anything that Pastor Kirk said that weekend, but it felt like he was talking right to us. So I was being, again, super disobedient with God and his plan for us. And at the very end, they have the same thing like we do. You can come up and you can pray. And it was laid on my heart that I should do that. But I was like, you know what, God? You're not doing what I want you to do. So I'm not going to do what you want me to do. So there is a girl that goes to church in Brandon. Her name is Kara Jo. If you guys have ever been to Brandon, she's super great. She kind of sits over here. And we sit way over here. And I was not going to go up and pray. Absolutely not. So instead, Kara Jo walked from one side of the church to the exact opposite side of the church. And she moved my brother-in-law and my sister to pull me out and pray with us. So she, again, was just praying about, you know, I know the desire of her heart. She said those exact words. And so do you, God. So what are you going to do to make this happen? So Cody and I left church, we drove home, not a word was said, we pulled into our garage, we just sat there for a minute, and we both started to kind of talk about how adoption was laid on our hearts separately, but together, and what that looked like to us, and then we kind of let time go a little bit, and we never really talked about it again, and then I was scrolling Facebook again in my bathtub, that's apparently where all my epiphanies come. And I was scrolling, and I saw that someone in our community had just recently adopted a baby. And I was like, perfect, we can bring this up now. It's not as personal. Someone else adopted a baby. This is great. So I was like, well, Cody, you know this couple way more than I do. Why don't you talk about it with them? And it never really happened. So then, again, I was sitting in the bathtub, and I was like, what are the odds that I just messaged this girl? I've never talked to her in my entire life. And I told her our whole story about how we're interested in adoption. We've had some miscarriages, had some struggles. She goes, great, come on over for supper. I was like, okay, we'll figure out a day that works. So Cody and I went over one night actually after supper and met with them, and we came with like a bunch of pages of typed questions. I think it was like 4 pages. Do you remember? Yeah, it was long. Lots of questions. Because I was also still at the point where I was like kind of trying to prove to God that we don't need to adopt. You can just make this miracle happen. So I have all of these questions, and we go to their house, and they start by saying, well, let us tell you about our story, and then you can ask us some questions. And I was like, great, I am so ready to ask all of these questions and prove to this, our situation, that we don't need to do this. She told us her entire story and answered every single question on our question sheet without us even telling her. So I was like, okay, God, I guess this is a you thing, not an us thing. So I am going to have Brandon play a video.
We're adopting. Although many of you already know and have lovingly walked alongside us, we're so excited to share we are officially approved and on the journey to adopt. This decision was not made lightly. It came through months of prayer, conversation, and tears. After experiencing a few heartbreaking miscarriages, my sweet midwife suggested we see a fertility specialist. At that moment, I felt an overwhelming sense of unease. And not long after, God started stirring something in both of our hearts, separately, but in perfect unity. Through prayer and a lot of honest conversation, Cody and I both felt led away from the path of fertility treatments and toward the incredible, faith-filled calling of adoption. It was like God had gently whispered, "This is how your family was always meant to grow." There have been fears, and there still are, but as our pastor reminded us, if it's God's will, it's God's bill. So we're walking forward in obedience, trusting God to provide, not only financially, but emotionally and spiritually too. We've already been blessed by the outpouring of love from friends and family, those who have written references, offered encouragement, and even helped ease some of the financial weight. We are beyond thankful for our village. As we continue down this path, we ask for your prayer. Pray for the brave birth moms who are considering adoption. Their sacrifice is unimaginable, and we pray that they are surrounded by love and support. Pray for the women who are still waiting. We see you, we were you, we are you. Even though adoption has brought a sense of peace to our journey, we still carry the weight of infertility with us. Pray for the baby that God has already chosen for us. May they be healthy, safe, and loved deeply in every moment leading up to when they are in our arms. Pray for a smooth transition, for faith and peace for the birth mom who will entrust us with the baby that she's carried, and for us to begin the honor of parenting. This journey, it's raw, it's holy, and it's not always beautiful, but it is full of hope. We are stepping forward in faith with open hearts and open arms. We believe God writes the most beautiful stories, and we're trusting him with ours. And thank you for being a part of it.
Okay, so that's kind of how we announced to our friends that we were adopting. And that's when we finally gave our super heavy rock over to God. So I'm going to just set this here. And then I'm going to kind of go through what our timeline actually looked like with this whole process of adoption. So on January 27th of last year is when I messaged that family, and I was like, we should get together. And their biggest advice was making sure the agency you choose is the agency that you are really bought into, because you do a lot with them. So started researching different agencies. We decided to go with Lutheran Family Services, which is also the agency they used. So then on March 11th, I was still being a little bit stubborn. I started submitting for information, but in order for an agency to give you information, you have to put a deposit down. So I was like, not doing it. Who, $50 to get some information? That seems ridiculous. So I submitted another application a week later. And I was like, well, it's $50. We can put a deposit down. And then on the 19th, we finally got information about our agency, what it all looked like, decided that that was the agency we were going to use. And then something that sounds really simple, which is a home study, and it's not super simple. So we started that process. That process is getting fingerprints, getting background checks, answering a lot of questions. Our social worker, I feel like she should come to our birthday party and to our Christmas because she knows so much about us. So, and then she kind of started coming to our house to make sure our house was safe for baby. So then, of course, in the process of that, we have planting season because farming doesn't wait for anything. And so we finally got done with our home study, and we got our approval level letter on July 24th. So that was super exciting. So God is still definitely helping us carry our rock. There's still days that we take our rock back. But yeah, so to finish up, I'm going to have Brandon play a video or a music here in a little bit. But first, I want to just take a minute, and I'm going to hand out some rocks. And what I want you guys to do is, what rock are you carrying, and where are you going to hand it over to God to help you carry your rock? So it seems super simple, but for me, I would probably put my rock by my bathtub because that's where all of my epiphanies in this journey have come from. So, yeah, before we move on, though, and have Brandon play that, Cody and I would just ask for prayer, because this process is not easy. And then we actually have a birth mom right now that we're working with, who's super broken. So the journey is a little bit weird in the fact that we kind of get to pick a little bit what we want. We went through a couple pages and said we were okay with this type of situation and not with this. And then the birth mom comes into the agency and she says, well, I want a family that has dogs or a farm or anything like that. And so this mom has stated that she wants her baby to go to a farm. And so we have been working with that. So then once that happens, we say yes to that mom. And then she gets to actually learn about our situation and read a scrapbook that we put together. So we're excited about that. But this mom that we're working with right now is super broken. So is her whole situation. So this week we just ask for prayer as mom works through her struggles and through all of the different books she gets to look through. And hopefully she chooses life for her baby. So I'll have you play that, and then you guys can stand up and walk up, and I'll hand out rocks to everyone.